Your parents, first of all, tell me what you know of your mother, where she was born and.
My mother was born in Sheridan. Her folks come up here from Nebraska in a covered wagon, but Mom was born in Sheridan and went to school in Sheridan, clear up through the eighth grade, and I guess she dropped out.
And her birthplace, you said, was in Nebraska? Oh,
no,
no, in Sheridan.
Sheridan.
And her family was from Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and her occupation?
I think she just went to work for a ranch couple.
I see.
Probably several ranch couples, so it was over with. But.
Okay, she worked for a ranch couple? Or excuse me, you... Oh, she was a ranch a wife?
No, she worked for ranches.
Oh, I see.
Probably the kitchen maid, like most girls did growing up then.
Oh, I didn't know. Maybe you could explain that to me. I didn't know they did that.
Hmm?
I didn't know they did that. Maybe you could explain that to me. What?
Well, all it amounted to was getting hired and working in the kitchen with the housewife, helping with this and that and the other thing, and probably baby sitting and whatever a second hand is needed for around the ranch kitchen.
Now, would they live on the ranch with that other family, or would they?
Most of the time, yeah.
And were they paid, or was it just room and board? Or?
No, they were paid probably 20, 25 a month.
Uh-huh.
I never did ask Mom what they paid her for, and she never did have much to say about her girlhood. And what she did, none of us ever thought to write down, you know. So we just...
Hmm.
Dad, he spent the biggest part of his time talking about his growing up days.
Okay, well maybe you could tell me a little about him then. Or a lot about him would be even better.
Well, he was born in Ashe County, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And drifted up here when he was about... Well, he started drifting when he was 19 and wound up here in Gillette on his 21st birthday. It took him 2 days to celebrate his 21st birthday.
In Gillette?
Yeah.
Well, at a bar, I guess.
No, no.
No, not that.
I meant to say it took him 2 days to... From the time he left home till he got here, he was 2 days on the road towards his 21st birthday.
Oh, I see.
finally hit it on at Gillette. And when he got off the train at Sheridan, him and his cousin wandered around and crossed the Little Goose Creek. And he... standing on the bridge looking down at the water and looking up at the mountains and decided that was the cleanest, whitest, clearest water he had ever seen. So he was going to stay in Wyoming. And stay he did. And he worked for the Sheridan Commercial Company and he worked here and he worked there and worked on ranches. And there was a ranch called the Adams Ranch out where the Sheridan colleges. He worked on that ranch and then he went to work for Frank Herford, and that's where he met Mom.
And what was his education level? Do you know?
Pretty much self-educated.
Oh, really? I see.
Yeah, in North Carolina, probably several other places, but especially in North Carolina, you didn't go grade 1, grade 2, and 3, and 4. You advanced as you could read.
I see.
If you, as a first grader, if they found out you could read third grade work, well, that's where you went.